Joyce Jowdy. Good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
Nice to have you here from the East Bonner County Library. Can you remind me, let's see, I guess I have your card right here. You're the Community Engagement and Adult Programming Coordinator for the East Bonner County Library.
That is correct. And by the way, I'd like to let the listeners know, Jack is a hearty soul. Not only was he up late last night, but he biked into work this morning. And I know his temperatures weren't quite as low as what I saw driving in. I started at a 31, according to my car, and then it went down to 28. Before coming back up. So I give you kudos, Jack, for being out there on your bike when it's already getting so chilly.
Thank you. Thank you, Joyce. I would say the only thing I regretted was not wearing gloves. Ooh. This would have been a good day for gloves. Otherwise, I was dressed appropriately.
I don't even know where my gloves are. I better get them back.
Yeah, I know. We better. Yeah, everybody better start doing a little digging in the closet, I think.
I'm in denial.
Okay. Is there any? Let's see. Did you have a nice week? Is there anything else we should talk about before we dive into library business?
Well, I would just like to thank KRFY for covering last night's forum, because that's the way I was able to hear part of it. I'm going to have to tune into your podcast, but I got to hear part of it on the drive home, and I really appreciate that. I know that's a big effort on your part, as well as all the other cooperatives and the candidates, but it's really helpful. So I wanted to do a shout out for that. Thank you so much.
Well, I can say that you are welcome. Thanks. KRFY is glad to do it. That forum was put on by the Bonner County Daily Bee and the Selkirk Association of Realtors. And I think all the candidates for, at least in competitive races for, or all the candidates except for those who were running unopposed were there last night. And it was, a nice turnout. There will be a second one on October 15th, hosted by the Reader and this radio station in Sandpoint Online. So tune in again if you, same place too. It's at Sandpoint High School.
Will be different questions? Will we learn different things?
I think it will be. Okay. I think the folks hosting that night's forum will listen to this one and see what, you know, if there's things that have gotten missed. And of course, there are questions that are submitted by the audience as well. So,
oh, is that how it worked?
So, yeah, a mix, a little, some questions from the Bee and some questions from, came up from the audience. I would be remiss if I didn't mention right here at the beginning of the show that it is also 88.5's KRFY's online auction fundraiser, and it is underway right now, and it is running all week through October 6th, which is what, Saturday? I'm going to say October 6th is Saturday. Maybe it's Sunday. We haven't turned over the calendar back there yet. It's Sunday.
Sunday,
October 6th. Okay. October 6th is Sunday, and there are a ton of auction items that you can go and check out. There is a link on our website over on the side of the page. You can also go to biddingforgood.com/KRFY. Thousands of dollars worth of merchandise, tens of thousands of dollars worth of merchandise and experience, perhaps hundreds. I don't know. I guess I haven't done the math. But there's a lot of items available. You may get a great deal on something, but it just go and check it out. Place a bid. Even if you don't get it, you're helping the radio station. This is a 501c3 nonprofit, and any contributions that you make, any bids that you make, are much appreciated. This is the one time of year that you can donate to the radio station and maybe get something very cool in return. And that's always nice. That housekeeping out of the way. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on at the library. Should we start with the upcoming events right away?
Let's hit a couple of them. This coming week is a really big week at the library and in the community, partnering with the library. So first I'd like to ask, Jack, do you like stories at all?
I love stories. Joyce, I love stories. Yes.
And I'm trying to remember, do you have any young ones?
I do. I have a three-year-old, almost four, who also likes stories.
You wouldn't happen to be a dad who likes to tell your little one stories, would you?
I am. I am one of those, yes.
So, you know, you might want to bring your child on Tuesday, October 8th, 5 to 7. We're having family storytelling night. And this is a really special event because Patrick Mitchell, he's the founder of Down to Earth Dad, is going to help parents learn to tell their stories better to their children. And it's so unique because you both get to come and you both have something on the agenda. So it'll start off with pizza at 5 with you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 5:30, they'll separate out and the kids get to learn some crafts, play some games with some National Honor Society students.
Cool.
And they'll be in one space and in a totally different space. The parents will be, or the adults will be with Patrick. And he'll give different techniques. And then at 6:10-ish, then you all come back together and the parents or the adults will get to a chance to share what they've learned by creating their own storyboards for their kids. So it's really about storytelling. And it's sponsored by, the way this is coming about, is the Idaho Association for the Education of the Young Child has paid for Patrick Mitchell to go throughout the state and host these programs. And they're really fine that stories are just as good as books. And the sharing of your own personal stories. You know, I don't know, Jack, where you grew up, but you probably have something unique from your childhood and or maybe your family's heritage or the history of how you even came to be. Mm-hmm. Any of those kinds of stories, they say, are very fascinating for kids. And, you know, not everybody's comfortable sharing them. Or they might, I don't know, if you had a father like mine, drone on and on and on, and you just kind of fall asleep and you're like, okay, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. You know, so this is a chance for you to learn about that and to experience it and to do it with your kids. So
this is a very cool idea. I have never heard of a family storytelling workshop, but I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, and this guy is just on tour throughout the state of Idaho, popping into libraries and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Because of the organization offering them. And we're fortunate because he's actually in Coeur d'Alene.
Okay.
And so he doesn't have so far to go for us. And he's also the founding director of the National Dads Matter. And so they have projects for programs and schools. And he feels that this storytelling, especially between parents and children, can really build strong bonds. And that his hope is that if you guys come, that you'll then go home and tell stories daily to your children. And it's very valuable expression. You know, there's a lot of evidence these days that kids who learn through story and storytelling suffer less stress. And I don't know about you, Jack. You're a parent. Does your child seem to get stressed? I mean, I hear stories. I don't know.
Yeah. I would say so. Don't all kids get stressed and about the strangest things to an adult's mind? Yeah.
So, you know, Suzanne Davis, our youth librarian, was able to orchestrate this coming. And when I asked her, well, what would she describe? She effectively said, stories bring us together. It's an easy way to connect with your kids, and it'd be a shame to miss out on it. So we hope you'll be able to come to the Sandpoint Library Tuesday, October 8th. It's 5 to 7 p.m. And we'd appreciate it if you could register because there will be pizza. And by the way, a shout out to the patron that donated that pizza. So this is a real opportunity to have some food and learn some things and kids to play with each other and all that sort of stuff, all free of charge. And of course, as always, everybody is welcome. And the registration helps us know how much pizza to have.
So yeah.
You have something to eat, guys.
You had me at pizza, Joyce. That sounds like a lot of fun. What an interesting kind of unique event that's going to be. Okay, Tuesday night. And this is, you meet in the main library or in one of the rooms?
Meet in the main community rooms when you first walk in the door.
Mm-hmm.
And that is at 1407 Cedar Street, if anybody happens to be new to the area.
Mm-hmm.
And before going on to the rest of the week, just a similar item about stories is Suzanne's also got spooky stories going on. And that's the out in the community at the Lakeview Cemetery on October 25th. And Bill Borders and Waldorf teacher. And, you know, I won't tell too much, but, you know, so look out for that one later on this month.
That's a That one, that's a great idea. Okay, at the cemetery.
Yeah. Nice. Oh, and I should have mentioned, too, if you bring your child, Jack, he or she will get a free picture book.
Hey, that is, yeah, that's
and that is for the family storytelling.
Right, for family storytelling night. Sorry, right.
That was a go back.
Okay, cool. One of these, does everybody get the same book? Are there different?
I don't know. You have to come and find out.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I think people will enjoy hearing Patrick Mitchell, because he's really, one of his big focuses is really also involving fathers, which is why I thought it's very applicable that I'm talking to the listening audience through you, Jack, today.
Well, indeed.
And he feels that the oral storytelling really enhances literacy and builds capacity to celebrate individual, family, and community history, heritage, and culture. And he's got lots of kudos after his, you know, lots of details after his name. But the key is to learn to tell your own story or a story.
Yeah. And just before we move on, the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children is making this possible. Is that an organization you guys have partnered with before?
I believe so. I think Suzanne has. They often have some interesting things like this, I believe.
Yeah. It sounds like a cool organization.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then just a really quick announcement, blood drive for anybody who's interested in donating is also that same day, earlier in their day, 11 to 2, on the 8th.
Okay. Where do you guys do that? Parking lot, I guess?
No, that's actually in the same meeting room.
Oh,
we do that inside. You don't have to freeze.
It's not in the... Don't they sometimes have a big van thing that goes...
No, they use our meeting rooms and they set up nicely there. Yeah. They get it all... They've kind of got it down to a system. They kind of come 4 times a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I believe, the last one for this calendar year. So,
okay.
And when I last checked, they were still looking for hopefully 10 more donors, hopefully. So,
okay.
Come on out, guys.
Another important thing. Okay.
And then the very next day, on Wednesday, October 9th, next week at 12:30 to 2 p.m., the Barbara Merchant will be coming to speak about from the Disability Action Center.
Mm-hmm.
And her focus is really going to be about the American Disabilities Act. And as your listeners probably are familiar, that is the act that protects people with disabilities from discrimination. And the area of her focus is going to be on how to help become your own patient advocate. If you are disabled, or if you're a caregiver of somebody who is, family member, friend, or, you know, and anybody is welcome to this program, and even if it's just an area of interest or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, like, how can you talk to your doctors? How can you, it can be very confusing to navigate the healthcare system. And then if you have an added challenge of needing to claim your rights under this act, this will help you attend.
Okay, that's 12:30 to 2, and another important program. 12:30 to 2 at the East Bonner County Library, presented by the Disability Action Center.
And they're an organization that is staffed and volunteers and board, many of which are disabled themselves, so they're able to relate and share their own experiences potentially, but they're very committed to equality and equity and equal access for people with disabilities and raising people's awareness and increasing their knowledge and education throughout our communities. So people are able to really just be people and all have the same service, access, and rights. Regardless of any particular challenge they might experience.
Yeah. Is this another regular program, or is this the first time you've had
This is the first time, or at least since I've been working here. The Disability Action Center reached out to me and let me know that they were available for this. And I thought it was really kind of important to offer it to our community. I noticed it was kind of interesting, Jack, when I tried to promote it, I noticed it's really kind of hard to find out who in this community services, works with, assists, supports folks with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, if I'm having trouble, and getting information to them that might be useful, and, you know, they may be also having difficulties getting information useful to themselves. And therefore, even more so, I'm hoping that this can reach lots of different people in the community and make everybody just more aware.
Yeah. And as you said, the audience is not necessarily, you don't have to have a disability yourself.
It's of course for, not.
Yeah. Anybody who's knows somebody with a disability might, or just be, you know, be a friend. So looks like an interesting program. Wednesday, October 9th, 12:30 to 2 p.m. That's so blood drive, storytelling night, and the disability claiming your rights presentation. And that's all within about 24 hours in the middle of next week.
And now that you said that, Jack, I realize I forgot Monday. We did Tuesday and Wednesday, forgot Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So just real quick, sewing at the library on Monday, guys, 2 to 4, that's October 7th.
Mm.
And essentially it's an open sew. You can either just sew your own thing, bring your own projects. We've got limited number of machines, or we have some sample projects that you can make, like cloth tote bags or what have you. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you guys get to hang out and do whatever. And then Saturday, the library's out in the community all day.
Okay. Hold on one second. Where's this? Where's that? I don't have that one. The sewing one.
The sewing one.
Is there a regular group of folks who meet
at the sewing? Yeah, the sewing we do usually the first Monday of the month. I think with holidays coming up, we might be switching it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be starting doing classes again on Saturdays. But I think for November, December, we'll October there's not.
Mm-hmm.
And November, December, we'll probably just have a second open sewing type thing, maybe with surprise projects, to get people through the holidays. And then in January, they hope to do more formal classes in addition to the open sew.
Cool.
So, and we also now have a sewing machine in our library of things. So I know in the past, there was some people in our community, it wasn't convenient to show up during the daytime or on the weekend for a class like this. Now you can just use your library card, go to library, check out a sewing machine, go home to work on your project.
Cool.
So.
Okay. I'm going to ask you more about the Library of Things later
yes,
on,
please.
But yes,
let's finish the week
talking about, your busy week next week. Yeah.
Okay. So we're out in the community and that starts with,
this is next weekend, next Saturday.
Yep.
Okay.
So we're talking Saturday, October 12th.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you're aware, listeners out there, but that is the last farmers market here in Sandpoint, and that's their harvest fest. And so we thought, in perfect alignment with that, we're partnering with the Idaho Fish and Game and the Idaho Governor's Office of Species Conservation. And I apologize, I always, it's a tongue twister for me somehow.
Sure.
They're going to be with us at the farmer's market over by the fountain there. And they're going to set up bear awareness. And how we're going to talk about bear awareness is also through, they're trying to encourage you to glean or utilize your apples to reduce bear and human conflict. So,
well, this is fascinating. Okay. Are you aware of how that would go down, or do we have to show up and find out?
Well, you have to come prepared for this one. Most of our things, you guys just show up with open eyes and happy hands or whatever. This one, you have to come prepared. You need to bring your apples.
Okay.
And you need to bring some container for your juice. And if you do so, they will press your apples for you into cider.
Wow.
And you'll have fresh right there. And so if you've got apple trees, now's the time to pick them. If you are able to get out in the community and you know places that their folks maybe can't pick their apples or aren't going to, and you can bring them on over. And they're going to also have educational information and display about how to be safe, how to, you know, bear awareness, essentially. We do live in bear country, and this is that season when bears are really working to fatten up.
Uh, KRFY is going to be there, by the way. We're also okay. going to be at Harvest Fest. I think a bunch of this is going to be a big Harvest Fest this year. I think you guys are there pressing apples. We're going to be. I don't think we're going to be live on the air. I think we're going to be, but we are going to be recording for a future morning show. I think Julie and Julie from Garden Life are going to be talking to various farmers.
Oh, that should be fascinating.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, because that'll be nine. We'll be there 9 to 2, I believe, is the hours for this this one, and also, you know, if you don't have any apples, I'm sure you could buy some at the market.
You probably can. How would you speculate? How would you use apples to reduce human-bear conflict?
Well, bears are trying to fatten up, remember? So yes. They're going to be going out and finding apples. And if you have lots of apples around unclaimed, close to your house, they're going to be coming closer to your house to get those goodies. Whereas if you pick them up and if you use them, then they'll stay further outside.
Okay.
And for more detailed information, come on Saturday, because I am not the expert. I'll be honest.
we have a couple of apple trees, but it seems to attract mostly deer. And we've never seen bears in our yard yet.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're a little close to town, too. So.
Well, you never know. I mean, we all know we get moose in town and deer in town and turkeys in town. So depending on where you're all located, and our listeners here, I know, are widespread. Mm-hmm. And so.
Okay. That's at Harvest Fest on Saturday, October 12th. I like the title of it, Press Your Way Out of Bear Conflict.
Yep.
That's nice.
And that was their entree to the topic. And also, I believe somebody from our STEM group will be there and probably will have maybe a microscope available to see some interesting things and or do other things. So the library, like I said, will be present for that. And we'll probably have some samples, too, of the juice if you don't happen to have any apples that you want to bring. You can probably test it out. So still come by to learn about bears.
Okay. And that's not the only thing going on Saturday, October 12th.
No,
okay.
Actually, it's not. Then, also during that time, by the way, if anybody's in need of a cup of coffee, you might want to also go over to Evans Brothers, because they are doing a special coffee blend for the library in the month of October. And I don't think it's been released yet, but I got a sneak preview of the packaging. It's really cute, Jack.
Okay.
You'll have to catch your eye. And they're just super generous. What they do is they create the special blend. And then when anybody, their patrons buy it at their store or online, they donate the proceeds to different organizations. And in this case, it'll be to the library. And so we're going to have a little pop-up over there at Evans Brothers just at 11 to 1. So if you want to check that out or, you know, talk to somebody from the library, feel free to go then. Or you can come to open mic night.
Okay. Open mic night is not at the library. It's at Evans Brothers, it looks like.
That is correct. And that's also Saturday, October 12th.
You're putting it on, or the library is at least involved. Yes.
We are putting it on.
Okay.
Evans Brothers is co-sponsoring it, and they're going to supply that special coffee blend.
Cool.
And so that'll be available there. I'm also hopeful that I'll have some apple juice from our morning pressing to have that available, as well as other refreshments. And this will be 5:30 to 7:30. We invite everybody and anybody to come to this open mic, whether you are into singing, or I don't know, what's your area, Jack? Are you music or poetry? What's your creative expression type?
Good question. I don't know. I could do karaoke sometimes, but I've never done an original song. Or tried to write an original song. So
You're in luck.
Mm-hmm.
This time we've made it special that you don't have to do your own original.
That's good.
We want to make the doors open for everybody. And because, of course, we are a library, you know, I'm going to I can't resist having some books there.
Mm-hmm.
So you could always read something from one of the maybe poetry books or short stories. I'm not sure quite what I'll pull yet.
Cool.
But this really is just a chance for community to get together, share.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether you're singing, whether it's poetry, spoken word, whether you want to tell some stories, maybe you'll learn how to tell a cool story mm-hmm. on Tuesday and then come share it with everybody
mm-hmm.
On Saturday. And actually, I'm really secretly hoping, or not so secretly, mm-hmm. we'll have some stand-up comedy, too. I don't know. Do you know any good local comedians that might come out, Jack, that we could invite?
Good question. I know some funny people. I don't know if anybody's ever stood behind a microphone and given it a try. That
well,
would be worth
encourage
seeing.
Them to, okay. if you know yeah. them. Because we really want, you know, we'll do a sign-up when you get there. And, you know, it'll be pretty much five-minute slots, like mm-hmm. your typical open mic. And then if there's time to circle around again, we will. And there'll be coffee and refreshments. And if you're not inclined to get behind the mic, feel free to come. We want you to come to support those behind the mic and listen, mm-hmm. enjoy, all that sort of thing.
Okay. Open mic night is at Evans Brothers Coffee, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. But it's put on by the library, and there will be that new library branded Evans Brothers Coffee there. Not to mention possibly fresh apple juice or apple cider.
Yep, and other refreshments.
That's one of my favorite beverages, period. When you can get it fresh in the fall, yeah, mm-hmm. I could just drink. I could drink way too much of that. You
Me
know?
Too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's an awesome thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're the library, you know, a lot of times people think of the library mm-hmm. as the four walls mm-hmm. and you go there and you get your books, you know, and then people started thinking more digital and that mm-hmm. happens too. And we'll talk a little bit about a cool new digital thing coming up, but we're also out in the community and bringing things to the community, with the community, for the community, all that sort of stuff. And this is one example on the October 12th, where we'll be out in the community all day. So mm-hmm. you can catch us at the market. You can catch us at Evans Brothers, et cetera.
That is a very busy week you guys have next week.
Yes.
Okay.
And I really appreciate you letting me come out on the air yeah. and talk about it. And I'm already tired, but, you know, I got a weekend. Yeah. I'll catch up this weekend
okay.
beforehand.
We can go all the way into late October. Is there anything in between do you have anything coming up in the weeks in between the next week's all sorts of events, and then later on you'll have the 26th, the Natural Connections?
There's always other things going on, but those mm-hmm. are the ones I wanted to primarily highlight.
Okay.
And then there's the one on the 26th, and then a few other programs. So I'm not sure what you want to talk about next, Jack.
We could take a little musical break and come back and talk about, I want to ask you more about the Library of Things.
Okay.
Which is, that's a cool, that is a cool idea.
All right.
Cool, yes. And then, I don't know, just the next big day is Saturday, October 26th. That's your next Natural Connections Day and a creative free swap, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
That right real quick before the... Come back after the musical break, because mm-hmm. it's a chance for you to empty your closets or fill them for your creative endeavors.
Okay. We'll be right back. It was on this date 25 years ago, 1999, that this man became the oldest, he was the oldest person to come to hit number one on the UK album charts in 1999 with new material, so not like a greatest hits or a re-release or anything like that. He came out with a brand new album, and it went to number one, a big hit in 99 for Mr. Tom Jones.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to play one not off of that album. We didn't have that one in the library, surprisingly.
Huh, interesting.
I know. But we do have some Tom Jones, some of his greatest hits, and so we'll go ahead and play. I'm going to say this may be his best-known song, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes after this.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone.
Well, Mr. Tom Jones, that was It's Not Unusual from 1965. So not from that 1999 album. Sorry about that. You're listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY, and I'm here with Joyce Jowdy. She is the... I lost your card again. The
Community Engagement and Adult Programming Coordinator.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And from the East Barnard County Library, big week next week. And I suppose you can go back and find all this information on your website, I'm guessing.
Which is ebonnerlibrary.org, and go to the events page. Or also just a way to clue people in to easily navigate if you can't remember what date was what. Mm-hmm. You can always go up to the top bar where it says audiences and pick the audience that you're interested in, adult, teens, family. And you click on that and scroll down and you'll get to see upcoming events. So you can do it that way or access through the calendar when you know the date and get more info. Or also regarding the programs we talked about today, feel free to reach out to me directly. My number is 208-263-6930, extension 1103. If you'd ever just want to talk about different things you're interested in the library offering, programs, services, anything at all, feel free to. We're engaging the community, and the community, we hope, will be engaged with us.
You mentioned something interesting earlier talking about that. On Monday, the sewing event that you have on Monday that you have in your library of things, a sewing machine.
That is correct.
Tell us what, for those who don't know, what exactly is a library of things, and how does one check out, say, a sewing machine from it?
Well, the library of things is a collection of things that you are allowed to check out, just like books.
Okay.
And so we have everything from telescope to guitar to sewing machine to a cricket machine. We have all different types of things that you can check out and use at your home. It can be a way for you to experiment, like with learning a guitar and whether or not you want to buy one and move forward. Or maybe you just have a few things to mend and you don't really need another thing in your house. So let's just borrow a sewing machine, do all your mending, all your sewing, your fancy dress for your prom or your tuxedo or whatever, and then return it. And that's how it works. Or a special planetary event and you want to try out a telescope. And you just use your library card. And often they're very popular, so you might need to put them on hold. So plan ahead. Okay. And there's even things to convert, you know, old slides and all other kinds of things. Lots of different things in the library of things.
Cool. Have you ever checked anything out from the library of things?
Not yet for my personal use.
Okay. The telescope is a nice idea. Is there anything, what's the weirdest thing in the library of things?
Jeez, I don't know what's the weirdest thing. You got me on that one. I guess one person's normal and another person's weird.
I know, yeah. is there anything that you find, are any of the things, like, is there one that's clearly the most popular?
Well, you know, one that surprised people, Brendan Bobby, curates the collection, and he held off getting any of the backpacks for the longest time. But then he did get the birding backpack, and that one has been super popular. It's got binoculars in it. It's got identification things in it. It's all in a nice, handy backpack, everything you need. So if you want to go looking for birds and figuring out who's who and all of that, and that's been super popular.
Okay. I am not surprised. This is a good, I mean, this is, birding is a very popular activity around here, it seems to me. That's cool.
Yeah, I didn't realize it would be, but it totally is.
All right. The Library of Things. And where is that? It's in the library, and is there some place you can go and kind of look at what you got?
Absolutely. You can go up to the second floor.
Okay.
And as soon as you get off the elevator, it's right to the right.
Okay.
And there's, you know, it doesn't look like much because they're in their protective cases and stuff, but there is a sign that tells you the different things. And then you can also go into our catalog and search that way as well, just like you do for books.
Nice.
It's included in our card catalog.
All right. That is very cool. Another reason for me to go to the library sometime soon. Something to browse. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, there's a lot of other different kinds of services that people don't think of with the library, and maybe haven't even become a patron because they think there's nothing that we can offer. And one of those that's real unique I'd love to share is mm-hmm. homebound services.
Okay.
So, and that's even whether, you know, it could be if you're not able to get home out of the house due to age, or even you're just out skiing and you hurt yourself and you're homebound for a month. Or so it could be temporary or long-term. We have Kim comes out and will deliver books or other media, other things available at the library. And that way, and it's for people who are truly homebound that, you know, don't have a family or friend member that can go get the stuff for them. And that's an awesome service. And she also goes out to some of the assisted living facilities in the community. So the library can come to you. Everybody.
Very cool.
Can get services at the library.
Do you know roughly like how many people are currently served by
It's not a real long list. It mm-hmm. it does fluctuate, and she told me that she has room on her route, so to speak, mm-hmm. To add more. So if there are people in the community, and you don't have to be in town, it's just in our service district area. So it's a wonderful opportunity that mm-hmm. when I went on a library tour back in June, I found we were one of the very few in Idaho of the ones we went to mm-hmm. that have anything like this. So we're really very fortunate to have that program.
Okay. Homebound services. And you can find more, I suppose, on the website?
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. you could sign up for mm-hmm. for that and get more details and see if you're mm-hmm. eligible for that service.
Right. Okay. That is one of the things that people might not know about that mm-hmm. the library provides. You also, of course, have books, CDs, DVDs. Do you still have any video cassettes? Probably not.
No.
Just checking.
There might be a player for on, though.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, just thought I'd see if there was still any of that in the library.
Well, no. You know, it's funny because a lot of other libraries, back to that tour, mm-hmm. are getting rid of their CDs and their mm-hmm. DVDs. But here, they're just a critical part of our, you know, experience for people. So many people still use them, myself definitely included. And mm-hmm. so I was very surprised to hear that so many libraries in Idaho were going away from that.
Yeah. I have always liked the library's CD and DVD collection quite a bit. Even mm-hmm. if you do have like a streaming service that provides you with your, you know, video entertainment, it's always nice to have a little physical media around.
Yeah.
You know?
And then we even have a service regarding all that, not mm-hmm. just that, but books. If you're ever like, oh, I don't know. You know how you don't know what you don't know, mm-hmm. but you're interested in a topic or a genre of some sort. Mm-hmm. We have a matchup service. So you can go online and put in what you're interested in, and a librarian will investigate and give you some ideas of what you might be interested in reading or listening to or watching. So that's another service many people don't know about.
Let's do what else? The matchup service. That's a neat idea.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of the old. I guess that reminds me of what you'd think a library was. You go in the days before the internet, and you mm-hmm. don't know. Yeah, you say librarian. What do I need to know? Yeah, teach. What should I read to learn about this and that? And that's how you do it.
Yeah,
probably
so we're
more
really,
reliable.
We're really covering all scopes. You know, old school. New school, you know.
I see that our friend Caitlin Shook from the Panada is waiting in the wings to talk about some upcoming events this weekend. Let's talk about what else is going on at the library later on in the month of October. Let's run down your monthly event, Natural Connections, which this month is Saturday, October 26th.
Okay. As many of you know, Natural Connections is usually one Saturday a month. all day, 10 to 4. This time it's Saturday, October 26th. This is an opportunity for the community to come together and share around different topics, everything from we've done in the past, you know, drumming circles, health topics, cooking topics, gardening, mushrooms, all different kinds of topics. And this month is going to be a little bit different. We're going to have a creative free swap. So any of you folks out there who like to knit, to weave, to do crafts, leather work, any kind of creative endeavor, whether you consider yourself a true artist or not, if you have supplies or materials that you know you're not going to use, let's be honest. You know, I talked to a quilter and she's like, oh, people are always giving me material, but it's I'd never use what they, you know, that particular type, or I could never use that in 10 lifetimes. Feel free to donate it, and you can donate in advance. We have a box at the information desk at the library. And that day, from we'll put all the stuff people donate, and you can donate the day of. It would just be more organized if we had it in advance. And then you can come that day and pick other stuff. Pick maybe paint supplies or fiber to spin or what have you that can help you with your next creative project. And we're also during that time going to have some art demos. Kimmy Comey will be some weaving, some ceramics, some no-sew tote bags, all different kinds of demos going on. And many of those, like our collage, our woman doing collage, will give you an opportunity to try these and maybe even take something home. And we're going to do a great community painting. Molly, one of our staff members, is also an artist, and she's going to lead us through a community painting so everybody can contribute to one painting, and we'll end up with that. And then at 12:30, we're going to do playful and practical watercolor class. We're fortunate to have Jeannie Higby. She's a professional artist in many mediums, but today, that day, she's going to share 5 basic watercolor techniques and lead us through practicing those and then applying them on a specific project that she's going to walk you through and facilitate. All materials are provided, and it's a great opportunity to learn to do watercolor. And then at 2 p.m., many of you know Weasel. He's going to show us how to do twisted copper wire jewelry making, and you'll all get a chance to do that and get a sense of how he makes his unique creations and how you can upscale scrap metals. You know, he makes all his stuff, or most of his stuff anyhow, from leftovers of other cast-offs. You know, he works with some of the electric companies, and they got that wire, and he you know, strips it and all that sort of stuff. And so you'll be able to make a ring or a bracelet or what have you doing a copper jewelry. So it'll be a full day, and we'll have, you know, the swap stuff out all day, but the focus is 10 to 12:30 and then 12:30 for the watercolors and 2 p.m. for the copper wire jewelry. And you can come all stay all day or just come for the slot that interests you most. And I hope people will enjoy it. It's really, this time is focused on creativity and artistic expression, and kind of in line with the open mic, I guess, too.
Yeah. Maybe I'll play a little music here, and we can introduce our guest from the Panda Theater in just a second. That's October 26th is the big Natural Connections Day. And yeah, all day, 10 to 2. Well, yeah, more or less all day. Yeah, all day, midday, I guess.
No, yeah. No, 10 to 4.
Oh, 10 to 4. Okay, yeah, starts at, yes.
The last session starts at 2,
starts
but ends
at 2,
at
runs
4.
Till 4, yeah.
Yeah, and you can always call me at 208-263-6930, extension 1103, or go to ebonnerlibrary.org/events for more information. And just a sneak peek for November's Natural Connection, we'll be doing it on a Thursday. And it'll be about Stone Age living.
Oh, that's cool. Is that you've moved inside for Natural Connections. Did you guys get one last one in September outside?
Yes, we did. And was awesome.
Cool. Very good. Okay, I'm going to play another one by Tom Jones. Let's see. You knew it's not unusual. Can you name another Tom Jones song?
No.
Okay. reminder that was this date 25 years ago that he was at number one on the UK album charts, the oldest person with new material to reach that spot. Here is another song by Tom Jones.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa. Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend.
Tom Jones with What's New Pussycat, also I think from 1965, and if I'm not mistaken, I think that's a Burt Bacharach penned song. You're listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. Joyce Jowdy's still here, thank goodness, and joining us now on microphone number two, we have Caitlin Shook from the Canada Theater, who I should have asked before I turned on the mics. What's your official, like, title there?
Events coordinator.
Events coordinator. Well, that's just who we want to be hearing from about upcoming events, yeah. Right? What's going on at the Canada, like, soon? Like, this weekend?
Yeah, we got a real busy month. But okay. The most immediate thing coming up is Steel Magnolias play by Lake Pendre Repertory Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be running for 2 weekends. The first, not this weekend. We actually have this weekend off, which is a nice little breather.
Mm-hmm.
But starting the 11th, October 11th, 12th, and 13th. And the Fridays and Saturdays are starting at 7, and both Sundays are starting at 2.
Okay.
And then it resumes again the 18th, 19th, 20th.
We are having them on, I think, 1 week from today. I think some of the cast from Steel Magnolias is going to be right here in this studio.
Nice.
So, yeah, we'll talk some more about that. That play sounds good, though.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know if you've seen the I have seen the movie, bits and pieces of it, basically. I don't think I've ever sat down and watched it, like, start to finish.
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
Famously a tearjerker.
Yeah.
I think the play is supposed to be very witty, and I think it's a little bit different. I mean, same rough story, but kind of... You might enjoy the play even if you feel like you've seen the movie, you know, time and time again. You might really like the play.
It's about Southern belles, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if they're going to do some Southern accents.
I think so. That's a pretty good one there, Caitlin. Hey,
was it?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I would say so. I was convinced. Real quick, tell us what you have been up to, like, in the last, I don't know, couple weeks. Because you've been busy, right?
As a Shook twin,
yeah.
Yes, we just went to Oregon and played a really cool festival with John Craigie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun, except for we could hear the main stage while we were trying to play on the live music stage. It was like an EDM festival, so didn't really hit home.
Yeah.
But we still had a great time. And when you're listening out in front, you couldn't hear them.
Right.
So the audience couldn't hear it, but we could, and our keyboard player kept thinking that we were messing up. But it was the other stage.
Okay.
So interesting.
How often do the Shook Twins, the band the Shook Twins, how often do you guys play these days?
Not very often.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. We had a pretty good summer, like once a month or something. We just pick the shows that bring us the most joy.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And I think there's another one coming up later on this year, probably. Around here.
There sure is.
Okay.
At the Panada.
Mm-hmm.
Our annual Panada show. But we should, do we have time to talk more about October?
We must.
Yes. I gotta push some stuff.
We got time. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Panada is presenting Gaelic Storm on Wednesday, October 23rd. They're a really high energy Celtic band.
Okay.
Multinational. I don't know where they say they're based from. They just say multinational. So, yeah, you know. Fiddles and drummies and yeah, sounds really cool. Vocals as well, not just instrumental. So Gaelic Storm, October 23rd, and then we're putting on Rocky Horror Picture Show on the 25th.
Uh-huh.
In between there, we got Gideon Freudman Cello Bop Poak is bringing him. That sounds really cool. But yeah, Rocky Horror Picture Show is going to be fun. We got hosts. We're going to have a costume contest and the whole audience participation bit. Like, mm-hmm. We'll hand out props and stuff. So you're putting newspaper on your head and you're throwing rice and you're clapping.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun.
Yes.
Yes. And
an experience.
An experience. And then we just secured the details of we're going to put on a haunted house in the little theater.
Yeah. Okay. This is cool. I knew this was coming, yeah, but I didn't know the details.
We had to move the little live radio hour.
That's okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Whatever. That gives me a little breather in between. That's fine. Okay. So you're the haunted house. Tell us everything you know about it so far.
Yeah. We're partnering with Nova High School. They're mm-hmm. the Waldorf High School. New, mm-hmm. brand new. They're awesome. Really mm-hmm. cool, creative kids. And they're going to build the whole thing and run it. And we're just partnering, you know, we're providing the space. We're going to help cool. out, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, help as much as we can. And we were just throwing out ideas with Michelle Berkey, one of their main teachers yesterday, who mm-hmm. used to be on the Panda board. And it was so much fun just coming up with creative, scary ideas mm-hmm. and kind of tying in the whole theater aspect, you know, maybe having some like creepy theater, Phantom of the Opera, Frankenstein.
Ooh. Yes.
And okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. making, just trying to figure out how to build walls, you uh-huh. know, the whole deal.
Okay. That's going to be, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. I think high school students are probably the perfect people to be in charge of a haunted house.
Yeah.
That's exactly where you want to. I don't know.
Yeah, they seem the most enthusiastic about that.
Right.
And we're going to have like mm-hmm. a little entryway holding zone in our storefront that's right empty right now. And that's going to be very interactive for the little kids. Kind of scary, you know, like touch spaghetti or mm-hmm. peeled grapes and stuff, like tactile stuff for little kids.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so it's good for the whole family. You can bring your older kids to go through the scary house and then the little kids can stay in the
okay. front room. Yeah. And you can... Yes, the peeled grapes that feel like eyeballs.
Yeah, yes.
Yes, and what? Okay, yeah, that's gonna be a lot of fun. I love October.
I know, right? Me too.
Yeah,
it's the best.
Okay, that's haunted house and in the little theater at the end of the month, and that's
October 24th through the 31st. We're calling it the Little Theater of Horrors.
That's nice. Okay, and that's. Is that like every day or just weekends? Or
yeah, that's what we're planning on so far. We'll see. We'll see what our volunteers can pull off, and maybe we'll take the Monday off or something. But as of now, 24th through 31st, every night, 5 to 8.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Much fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you go in the front and out the back, or go in? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's down this creepy hallway.
Oh, that's gonna be very cool.
Yeah. All right. On spider webs.
You got me curious. I've never been to one.
You've never been to a haunted house? Mm-mm. Oh my God, they're terrifying.
I know. They're
which
scary.
Is why I've never been, but you know, this one you got me curious about.
Yeah, you have to be warned that you will be jumped at and there's flashing lights and loud sounds and scary. Yeah.
Yes, they are
not
scary.
For the faint of heart.
I haven't subjected myself to one because, I did not enjoy the last time I was in a haunted house.
I like them.
But I might try this one, what else is going on? What's coming up at the Panada? Anything urgent that we need to talk about right now?
Those three, the Gaelic Storm and Rocky
Gaelic
Horror.
Gaelic Storm, yes.
Those are our big ones that Panada presents, wouldn't you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Celtic music is kind of a thing. Seems popular around here.
Celtic music goes off in Sandpoint. Every time we've brought a Celtic band there, it's like either sold out or really, really close to. And tickets are selling well for this, so get online.
Okay. There we go. That's great. And now it's 9 o'clock, so I guess it's time for Bird Note. Joyce, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I think we caught pretty much everything. We will talk. Did we? We didn't even slide in. We didn't sneak in on the microphone. Your other upcoming project, not at the Panada.
Yes, we're finally. Lori and I are finally bringing our side project of all women pop 90s cover magnificence called Side Boob.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to bring it to the Hive because it's a party.
Okay.
Not that the Panada is not a party, but we got to mix it up. Shook Twins play Panada, Side Boob plays Hive.
Okay.
Everybody's got to have a venue.
And that's coming up soon-ish. Yeah. Sooner, right?
It's a Halloween show, so we're going to do, but we're going to do it on the Friday, November 1st.
November 1st. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's going to be a lot of fun. At the Hive. Mm-hmm. And perhaps, I hope we will talk more about that on these airwaves between now and then. But right now it's time for Bird Note. Today we're asking the question, some questions about migration. Can birds see magnetic fields?
Ooh.
That's one to ponder. Bird Note has the answer. Hang on just one second. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY, Ponder A.
This is Bird Note.